نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد،
We can only do those things which does not displease him. And we have to abstain in all circumstances from everything that displeases him. So the objective in life is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat, zakat, sawm, hajj, tilawat, these are not objectives of life. These are means which will make us reach our objective, which is the pleasure of Allah. Salat is not the objective. It is through salat we will be able to acquire the pleasure of Allah. Zakat is not the objective. But it is through zakat we will acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will safeguard ourselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Da'wah, tabligh, khanqah, madrasa, institute, relief work, these are not objectives. These are means through which we reach the objective, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first point we need to embed in our hearts and minds is that the objective of my life is to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never becomes unhappy. And if overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, I fail in this objective of mine and I slip and I do something which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I need to resort to tawbah, repentance immediately, and through tawbah, through repentance, I need to make my Allah happy again. Abstaining from those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as taqwa. So making sure we perform salat, because if we discard salat, Allah will become unhappy. So making sure we perform salat, making sure we give zakah, making sure we fast in the month of Ramadan, making sure we perform hajj when it is obligatory, making sure we don't lie, making sure we don't backbite, making sure our hearts are pure from jealousy, making sure our eyes are pure from glancing at those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made impermissible, making sure we refrain from adultery, fornication, this is called taqwa. Refraining from anything that brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called taqwa. And when a person makes a mistake, then to mend his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called tawbah. So the cycle in our life should be taqwa, 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 and taqwa. Nothing but taqwa. That should be the cycle. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. I will never do anything which will displease my Creator. I will wake up in the morning and perform salat. I will go to the masjid and perform salat. Because performing salat with jama'ah, according to one opinion is wajib, according to other is sunnah mu'akkada. In any case, I will be sinful. Allah will become unhappy. I will do this, I will do this, I will not do this, I will not do this, I will not do this. I will do this because it is compulsory, I will do this because it is obligatory, I will do this because it is incumbent. I will abstain from this because it is haram, I will abstain from this because it is impermissible. I will do this because it is fard, it is wajib, it is sunnah muakkada. And I will not do this because it is haram and it is makruhe tahrimi. That will be the cycle. Never even think that I will not sin. And if I do sin, I will make tawbah. No, I will not sin. End of the story. I will not sin. From today, I will not sin. The only cycle in my life will be taqwa, not taqwa and tawbah. If the tire of my taqwa is punctured, then I will resort to tawbah. But at this moment, I will not even think about tawbah. Why? Because disobedience to Allah is not going to take place, inshallah. It will take place. Because we are humans, we make mistakes. But the resolution should be, I will not sin. I cannot sin. How can I displease my Creator? So the only thing in my life will be taqwa. Taqwa, 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 taqwa. And if I puncture the tire of taqwa by committing a sin, then I will repair it with tawbah. Then I will use tawbah. And then my cycle will become taqwa, 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 tawbah. And tawbah is also part of taqwa. Because Allah says, when I become unhappy with you, make me happy. Make me happy through tawbah. So it's just like saying, perform salat. It's just like saying, give zakah. So for as long as a person is on the platform of taqwa, Allah is not asking him to make tawbah. If he makes tawbah, that will be bonus for him. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite being masoom and immune from sins, he used to make tawbah. That was benefit, that was bonus for him. It's like performing nafla salah. There is nothing wrong with making tawbah. There is no need to raise this question as to why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite being masoom, was repenting. Because repentance is an amal. If you are sinful, you repent to erase your sin. And if you are not sinful, then through that tawbah you elevate your status. So as soon as a person commits a sin and displeases Allah, Allah says, you have displeased me, now please me through tawbah. So tawbah becomes compulsory. That is also part of taqwa. Now not to do tawbah is going against taqwa. So taqwa, 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 taqwa. And if we sleep, tawbah. If we sleep, tawbah. If we sleep, tawbah. The resolution should be, I will never sleep. When we walk on a very slippery footpath in December or January, when it is snowing, and we are going to the school, we are going to the factory, we are going to the college, what is the resolution? I will not sleep. I'm not going to sleep. I know I'm not going to sleep. That is the resolution. Despite having slept many times before, in the snowy season. The resolution is, no, I'm not going to sleep. I'm ready this time. I know I won't sleep. I'll be very careful. So the resolution is, I will not sleep. And if he sleeps, then before you know it, he is up again. Before anybody can see him, he is up again. He is up again. That should be the resolution. I will never sin. But if overcome by nafs and shaitan, he sleeps. And he commits a sin, he should get up immediately. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, that person who continually fails throughout his life. But if he is the aashik, if he has fallen in love with Allah, then he will not give up. He will not give up. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. This relationship of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should maintain throughout his life. If ever it breaks, he should join it again with tawbah. If it breaks again, use the glue of tawbah and join it again. If it breaks again, again. If it breaks again. If it breaks 5 times, he should join it 5 times. If it breaks 100 times, he should join it 100 times. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. Jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. The objective in life is the pleasure of Allah. And in order to please Allah, we have to stay away from everything that displeases Allah. A person cannot become the beloved of Allah. A person cannot become the aashik of Allah, the true lover of Allah, whilst he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abstain. And if they do commit sin, they repent immediately. Sometimes they may not be able to remain firm on that repentance. Break again, tawbah breaks again, tawbah breaks again. But through the barakah of this tawbah, a time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rid them of this disobedience to him. So the objective in life is to please Allah and to abstain from anything that displeases Allah. Now how can this become easy? How can this become easy? Why has it become difficult? Why has it become so difficult to do this? Alhamdulillah, each and every person sitting here in front of me, deep in his heart at this precise moment, is entertaining this thought that yes, I will never disobey Allah. I will never disobey. But he, with that he is also scared. That how will I be able to do this? Because I have tried many times before. Why is it that it's difficult to maintain this resolution? Or how can we maintain this resolution? We cannot maintain this resolution because our hearts are not zakir. Our hearts are ghafil. We find this resolution very difficult to maintain because our hearts are ghafil. We cannot remain steadfast on this resolution because our hearts are not zakir. Ghafil means negligent. Zakir means aware. Our hearts are negligent of the remembrance of Allah. Our hearts are dead. Spiritually they are dead. Ye kaisa dil hai seene mein ilahi. Our hearts are physically alive and spiritually dead. So the poet is saying, ye kaisa dil hai seene mein ilahi. Oh my Allah, what type of heart do I have in this chest of mine? Behind this chest of mine, what type of heart do I have? Ke zinda bhi hai murda. That it is alive and it is also dead. Physically it is alive, but spiritually it is dead. What type of heart is this? Ke zinda bhi hai murda. It is also alive physically and it is also dead spiritually. Dil badal de. Oh Allah, change my heart and make it not alive and dead, make it alive and alive. Alive physically, alive spiritually. مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر كمثل الحي والميت. The example of that person who remembers Allah with his heart is zakir, is like that person who is alive. And the example of that person who does not remember Allah with his heart is like that person who is dead. When our hearts are ghafil, when our hearts are spiritually dead, these hearts will not be able to control the body. And the body will not be able to walk the straight path. And if our hearts become zakir, aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, that my Allah is watching me, 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 then these hearts will control the bodies and the bodies will be compelled to walk the straight path. It is for this reason the mashayikh, the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they teach their students the methods of reviving the dead hearts. Reviving the dead heart. They teach their students the method of turning ghafil hearts into zakir hearts. Negligent hearts into hearts that are aware of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are experts because they themselves have undergone a similar exercise under their teachers. So they know how to revive the dead hearts. They know how to turn negligent hearts into hearts that are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His greatness. So we associate ourselves to mashayikh, we hand over ourselves to mashayikh, we choose a sheikh for ourselves and we appoint him as our sheikh, our teacher, who will supervise us, who will monitor us, who will guide us and who will teach us how to make our hearts zakir. All the luminaries of the past, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala, Sheikh Mujaddid Al-Fisani rahimahullah ta'ala, Sheikh Waliullah Sab Muhaddis Dehlawi rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah ta'ala, Hassan Bisri rahimahullah ta'ala, And our akabir, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanutwi rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Ji Maulana Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali An-Nadwi rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahimahullah ta'ala, Allah Manwasha Kashmiri rahimahullah ta'ala, all these great names we hear, they had all, without any dispute, nobody can dispute this, they had all chosen a master, a teacher, an expert, under whose supervision they trained their hearts to become zakir. And when their hearts became zakir, they became the walis of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used them for the service of his deen. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Raipuri rahimahullah ta'ala was once asked by a person, what is istiqamah? Istiqamah, steadfastness. In our day-to-day life, there are certain things which we are used to saying without even realizing what we are saying. Make dua for istiqamah. Make dua for istiqamah. Make dua for istiqamah. But do you ever ask what istiqamah is? Nowadays, without even paying any attention, dua mayad. In Gujarati, we say dua mayad. And in Urdu, we say dua mayad. Make dua. At the end of the text, make dua. Request your duas. You are requesting so many people to make duas for you. And all of them are also requesting you to make duas for them. For how many people do you make dua? So just as you don't make dua for anybody else, they don't make dua for you as well. It's just become customary to write, make dua. Dua mein yaad. Dua mein yaad. Customary. Nobody makes dua for each other. Never mind making dua for other people. We don't make dua for ourselves. I have 10 needs. You have 9 needs. You have 8 needs. You have 50 needs. Do your MRI scan. Do your CT scan. X-ray yourself. That today, the needs you have today, your needs today, from morning until now, you performed Fajr Salat with Jamaat, you performed Zohar Salat with Jamaat, you made dua today, twice, thrice, from out of the 9 needs that you have, how many did you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you cannot make dua for yourself, who is going to make dua for you? Our hearts are ghafil, we are not connected to Allah. And because we are not connected to Allah, we cannot ask from Him. I am connected to Maulana Yasir Sahib. So when I am in Chorli, I will ask anything I want from him. I am connected to Abid. I can ask him for anything. But there are other brothers here from Chorli who I know, they also know, but we are not connected closely. So I will be reluctant to ask. If I need anything, the thought will not go towards those brothers, even if they are sitting in front of me. The thoughts will go towards those brothers who I am connected to and who are connected to me. Even if they are not here, I will say, where is Maulana Yasir? We do not and we cannot ask Allah because we are not connected to Allah. And we turn to Zaid, Amr and Bakr because we are connected to Zaid, Amr and Bakr. When we are in pain, we will say, Ma, 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 because we are connected to Mom. We will say, Abba, Abba, because we are connected to the Father, not Allah. We will call our wives, we will call our husbands, we will call our friends. We will not say, Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. No. At the time of death, when we will all find ourselves in the pangs of death, in severe pain, we will not be able to call out Allah, Allah, because we are not connected to Him. Those awliya who die with Allah, Allah, O Kareem, Ya Rahman, La ilaha illallah, because they are connected to Allah. In pain, a person always remembers that person who he is connected to. In times of need, a person always remembers that person who he is connected to. If I am in need of money and if I am connected to Maulana Yasir, then although I know that he is not well off, my mind will go first towards him. That let me go and talk to him. The difference between we and the awliya is that our mind immediately goes towards those creatures to whom we are connected to, because we are not connected to Allah. And the awliya, first their mind goes towards Allah and thereafter the creation. Istiqamat. We don't know what istiqamat is. When I say make dua for istiqamat, that means make dua for istiqamat in regard to a certain matter which I think is important. So if I think that this zikr that I am doing daily is very, very important, and that is the whole deen, when I will say to somebody that make dua for istiqamat, the only thing that will be in my mind is this zikr. A person who is associated to dawah and tabligh work, if according to him that is the whole deen, when he will say make dua for istiqamah, the meaning will be that make dua that I continue with this work of tabligh. Istiqamah is the whole deen. When a person says make dua for istiqamah, that means make dua that Allah keeps me steadfast on the whole deen. Whole deen. Allah give me the tawfiq to do everything that pleases Him, and Allah gives me the tawfiq to abstain from everything that displeases Him. So somebody asked Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He is the Khalifa of Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who in turn is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who in turn is the Khalifa of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi Alayhi. What is istiqamat? When can we say that this person has reached the level of istiqamat that is required? Shah Abdul Qadir Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, when his heart becomes zakir, when his heart becomes zakir, as soon as the heart becomes zakir, the whole deen will come in his life. When his heart becomes zakir, when his heart becomes zakir, that is a sign that he has reached the status of istiqamat. Now, he will not falter, he will not make a mistake. Whole deen will be in his life. And Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah says that once a person becomes zakir, and once he reaches that stage where he has istiqamat on the whole deen now, then he doesn't have to worry about anything. Allah Himself will use him for the khidmat of this deen. Allah used Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullah Ali for his deen. Allah used Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullah Ali for his deen. Allah used Hazrat Ji Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali for his deen. Allah used Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali for his deen. Allah used Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali for his deen. Allah used Imam Muslim Rahmatullah Ali for his deen. Allah used Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali for his deen, because they exerted effort in making their hearts zakir. When their hearts became zakir, they reached the status of istiqamat, and once istiqamat was in their lives, Allah used them for the service of his deen. A person can never serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without becoming zakir. Without becoming zakir, he cannot serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of these luminaries, they had a sheikh. And under that sheikh, they trained. Let us also make a firm resolution that we will continue whatever we are doing. Factory, necessity of life. College, necessity of life. University, necessity of life. Madrasa, da'wah, tabligh, relief. Whatever we are engaged in. Doctor in his surgery, teacher in his school. Carry on with whatever you are doing as long as it is permissible, and with that, worry about making your heart zakir. Take out some time daily. Learn zikr under the supervision of a qualified sheikh and mentor. And make your heart zakir. Once heart becomes zakir, you will reach istiqamah. Istiqamah means the whole deen will be in your life. And once that happens, you become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend will use his friend to do his work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.